accordance with the Local Government Act 1995, this public meeting is being recorded. The recording will be archived and available on Council's website. Persons participating in public question time will be recorded as part of the meeting's proceedings. I request all participants maintain a respectful and professional demeanour throughout the proceedings. Any use of profanity, disrespectful language or disruptive behaviour may result in removal from the meeting. Thank you for your cooperation. I welcome you to the ordinary meeting of Council held at the Shire of Dewani, Council Chambers, Shire Administration Building on Tuesday the 28th of July 2026, and I declare the meeting open at 5 p.m. So we'll move on to item three, the attendance record 3.1. Attending the Shire President, myself, Deputy President, Councillor Melissa Harms, Councillor Steve Carter, Councillor Gemma Council, Councillor Di Cream, Councillor Shannon Dawson and Councillor Shane Hickleton. The also present, the Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Jean Knight. Public, we have Mr. S. Robinson and
Catherine Zaddy.
So 3.2, we have nil apologies, and 3.3, leave of absence previously granted, we have nil. Item 4, declarations of interest, we have nil. Item 5, public question time. Response to previous public questions taken on notice, we have nil. 5.2, public question time, nil. Having a deputation, mate. Item 6, minutes of the previous meetings. 6.1, ordinary council meeting the 23rd of June 2026. Mover, Di Cream, seconded, Councillor Evans. Oh, Melissa, I think I saw a hand. that the minutes of the ordinary meeting council held 23rd of June 2026 be confirmed. Put to the vote, all those in favour. It's carried 7-0. 6.2, the special council meeting, the 21st of July 2026. The mover, Councillor S. Carter.
Councillor Steve Carter, move that the minutes of the special meeting of council held the 21st of July 2026 be confirmed.
Seconder for that, Councillor Shane Hickleton. Put it to the vote, all those in favour. It's carried 7-0. 7, petitions, presentations, deputations, delegates, reports and submissions. We have petitions, nil. 7.2, presentations, nil. 7.3, we have deputation. Simon Robinson will have a deputation on the confidential item 14.2, sale of lots 1 and 2, Nelson Street, Bunteen. Being the Bunteen Town Hall.
Good evening, everyone. Okay, I've typed all this out, so please bear with me a little bit. And I left my glasses at Bunteen Rock, so I have to get those. So, good evening, President, Councillors, Chief Executive. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Simon Robinson, and my partner here is Catherine Savvy. We're here representing a company, Bridgetown sorry, Blackwood Bridge Proprietary Limited, tongue tie, which has made an offer on the Bowtie Town Hall. I want to start as to why we're here. We came up as a result of seeing the CWA building like half the country has. And obviously when we were researching the area, we found out about obviously the Bowtie Town Hall. We were looking, we've lived in the Bridgetown area for about 5 years now, and we're just looking for a place where we can retire, basically. And I was still young, but we just wanted to move to somewhere that was a little bit quieter than Bridgetown, and we've been exploring the southwest, and we saw the CWA building up for sale, so we thought we'd come up here and stay a few days. And what got us was how quiet it is up at Bowtie. Everyone thinks that I'm crazy moving to Bowtie. I'm not sure. So, but what we got, how quiet it was, the nature reserve, the fact that it's a really unique town that has obviously suffered some decline over time. But it's exactly what we're really looking for in a township, in a locality. And so I'll be straightforward about our intent. We want to make it a home. Our plan is to apply to have the site rezoned to residential and convert the hall into a dwelling, basically. We understand it's a separate process on its merits, but that's our intent going forward. I should say a little bit more about CAT, so people are probably interested in our backgrounds, etc. CAT holds a degree in science, a Masters in Business Administration, postgraduate studies in energy studies. She's worked in industrial automation for several years, heading up Schneider's marketing department, and other. She's working in pipes, agriculture, and things like that. So she brings to the town that education and experience as well. Between us, we run a hospitality business across three shires down in the southwest, and where I also sit as a councillor down in Bridgetown as well. So I understand what a building like the Bowtie Town Hall costs to maintain for a shire, and it's obviously worthwhile having somebody to take over that property and start bringing rates in for the property instead of it being a deficit on the books of the council. We've already obviously looked at the place twice in quite some detail, had the drone up there, looked at the roof and all the bits and pieces, it's got great bones, and it's a property that I love history and I love maintaining the heritage value. Even though it's not heritage listed, our intent is to maintain it the same way, repaint it in its original colours that it had, and really make it a showpiece basically for the locality. So we're not arriving here empty-handed, so we'll be bringing our businesses to the town as well. We've got food trailers that cover the three shires down in the southwest. So right now, I know that while you're from experience, the only place to get a feed at night is the pub. So it's a pub or nothing. And so we intend to change that here. We've held conversations with Doug in relation to what we'd like to do. Offer a different option to people in the community, and something that's affordable as well, and that's what's made us a massive success down in the southwest. Part that matters most to me, though, my background is a medic. I've been a medic for 15 years. I worked as a medical emergency services officer for 5 years in mining, whilst running our other business as well. Volunteered with St John Ambulance as well, and have also been involved volunteering with fire services since I was 16. So that's something, obviously, I think Bowtie needs additional members up there.
Always need members.
Being about 10 seconds run from home, but yeah. that's a great option for me as well.
That's a good shed, though.
That's a great shed. That's fantastic. It's the newest place in town. So I had a good chat, spoke to the FCO, Deputy FCO in relation to it. I believe it's only one member up there at the moment, so that's an opportunity for us to get involved there, and Catherine's actually going to put a toe in the water and volunteer as well. I'll finish on certainty because that's what matters, obviously. Our offer is unconditional, it's fully funded, there's no finance, no other conditions in relation to the property, and we can settle on a timeline, whatever suits council in relation to settling on the property. And that was pretty much all my notes that I had. I just wanted to introduce ourselves and give you a little bit of idea. I understand place has been
on the market, I guess, in a way for several months, and it's just now this month we happen to get at least one or more of this other property. So for us, I thought it'd be a good idea for you, for me to contact you in this forum, so you can a little bit of an idea about us and our intent in town.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Submissions, we have nil. Item 8 is method of dealing with the agenda business, and that's by a show of hands. Item 9, reports. 9.1, works and services. 9.1.1, adoption of the policy. 5.20, management of mergers.
Councillor Shannon Dawson, move the motion 9.1.1, adoption of a policy 5.20, management of verges. Recommendation that council adopt policy 5.20, management of verges.
Seconder for that motion?
Yes.
Councillor.
General Counsel.
Anything to add? I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? 9.1.2, request to call e-quotes for the supply and lay of asphalt. Purpose of the report, councillors are requested to authorise the calling of e-quotes for the supply and lay of Main Roads WA 10/75 asphalt for 2026-2027 road projects. Need a mover. Move councillor Dyke.
Councillor Di Cream, I'd like to move motion 9.1.2, request to call e-quotes, supply and lay of asphalt. Officer's recommendation that council authorise the Chief Executive Officer to call for e-quotes for the supply and lay of MRWA 1075 asphalt for 26-27 road projects. Sets the quantitative criteria as follows: price, relevant experience in similar projects, tenders, OHS policies and procedures, tenders resources, and demonstrate understanding of project.
Second of that?
Yep, Councillor S.
This card. Anything to add?
No.
Good. Audio. Interesting. Put to the vote. All those in favour? 9.1.3, request to call e-quotes for a new wheel loader. Purpose of the report, council is requested to authorise the calling of e-quotes for the supply and delivery of a new wheel loader. The mover, Councillor S. Dawson, seconder.
Councillor Shannon Dawson, motion 9.1.3, request to call e-quotes for a new wheel loader. Officer's recommendation, the council authorises the Chief Executive Officer to call for e-quotes for the supply and delivery of a new wheel loader. Number 2, sets out the following weighted scoring as follows: A, warranty period of machine 20%, parts support 20%, and price 60%.
A seconder for that motion?
Councillor Melissa Harms.
Anything to add to the discussion? Councillor Harms?
No.
I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. 9.2, planning and development services. 9.2.1, outbuilding. DA, 012627 on lot 741 Communion Place, Dalwallinu. Purpose of the report, council is requested to consider an application for approval to allow for the proposed development of an outbuilding on the subject property as submitted by the applicant on the 14th of July 2026. The proposed development requires discretionary approval from the council. It is recommended that the proposed development be approved subject to given conditions. So, I need a mover.
Councillor Dimmer, Councillor. Yes, move motion 9.2.1, outbuilding building for lot 741, in bracket 7, Chameleon Base, Dalwallinu. At the officer recommendations, subject to the following conditions listed in the agenda item.
Okay, seconded for that.
Seconded, I correct?
Anything to add, Councillor Tree?
No.
So I'll put it to the vote, it's all explanatory. Okay. It's carried 7-0. Proposed subdivision, lot 9002 and lot 12 Bell Road. Purpose of the report, Shire has received a request from the Planning Commission to provide any information, comment or recommended conditions pertinent to the proposed subdivision. Council has until the 7th of August 2026 to provide the West Australian Planning Commission with their response. The recommendation is that the West Australian Planning Commission be advised that the Shire of Dalwallinu does not support the proposed subdivision due to concerns relating to the potential expansion of the existing development. Mover, Councillor S. Higgleton.
Yeah, Councillor Higgleton moves the officer the recommendation that Council requests the Chief Executive Officer to respond to the Planning Commission and advise that the Shire does not support the proposed subdivision, as there are concerns that further development of the site will invariably lead to more heavy vehicle movements onto the Great Northern Highway from an existing unsatisfactory intersection.
Seconder for that motion?
Councillor S. Carter.
To comment?
Only that, yeah, we've been trying to get CBH to improve this situation. Trucks turning off Great Northern Highway into Cobbery Bulk Handling. We've been trying to get them to do it for 10 years, and maybe this will just help them, encourage them to get the job done.
Anyone want to speak against that? Say anything further, Councillor Higgleton?
Nothing more from me. Councillor Carter covered it all.
In that case, I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? It's carried 7-0. 9.2.3, storage area, lot 506 Harris Road North, Woburn, DA 022627. Purpose of the report. Council is requested to consider an application for the retrospective approval for a storage area as submitted by the applicant on the 21st of July 2026. The proposed development requires discretionary approval from the council. It is recommended that the proposed development be approved subject to given conditions. Lewis Carter. Second? Oh,
yeah, two. Councillor S. Carter, move 9.2.3 storage area lot 506 Harris North Road, Woburn. That, and I suggest that we move, I put the motion as read in the officer's recommendation.
Second it for that motion?
I'll second it, Di Crane, Councillor.
Anything to add, Councillor Crane?
No, nothing.
I think it's pretty self. So I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? It's carried 7-0. 9.3, corporate services, 9.3.1, accounts for payment for June 2026. Council is requested to consider the acceptance and approval of a schedule of accounts for the payment. Councillor M. Hunt, seconder.
Councillor M. Palms, Melissa Harms, 9.3.1, accounts for payment for June 2026. I recommend that we move the officer recommendations as per the agenda.
Seconder for that, no?
Yes, Councillor, nothing to add.
All good then. Put it to the vote. All those in favour? It's carried 7-0. 9.3.2, monthly financial statements for June 2026. Council is requested to receive and accept the financial reports for the month end 30th of June 2026. Need to move. Councillor S. Dawson, seconder.
Councillor Shannon Dawson moves motion 9.3.2, monthly financial statements for June 2026. It's a recommendation that the council accept the financial reports as submitted for the month ending 30 June 2026.
Seconder for that motion?
Yes, Councillor Council, nothing to add.
I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? What's happened here? 9.2. Yeah, new reports for the Chief Executive Officer for this month. Item 10, any applications for leave of absence?
Yep. Yes, I'd like to stir Councillor S. Carter. I'd like to apply for leave of absence for the August Ordinary Council meeting. Shire of August. And I'll move that.
Do you know what dates?
Oh, it'll be roughly from about the 15th to the 31st. No, the 30th. 30 days. it'd be my luck, wouldn't it? The fourth bloody Monday be on the 31st.
Second that?
Yes, second Di Crane, Councillor.
All those in favour of allowing it? item 11, voting for which notice has been received. We have nil. 12, questions from members without notice. We have nil. 13, new business of an urgent nature. So item 14, we now have to meeting closed to the public, confidential business as per Local Government Act 1995.
Thank you.
So, move that we close this meeting.
Councillor Gemma Council, I move that we close item 14 and close the meeting to the public.
Second. Second, Councillor Di Crane.
All those in favour of going closed? Carried 7-0.